cold weather can affect our health, and particularly for older people and those with chronic conditions such as heart disease or respiratory illness, and the effects on those people can be more acute. We also know that in winter we have more circulating viruses and illnesses that that actually exacerbate existing conditions. So what people can do to keep warm is firstly to heat their homes appropriately, and particularly for elderly and those with respiratory or heart disease or other conditions that are influenced by the cold, then heating their rooms to at least 18 degrees Celsius is really important. And then if you're going out, then to dress warmly and to wear the appropriate footwear. And that's because we know that pavements are quite often slippery if we have a bout of snow, which I know is not predicted, but it's always wise to wear the appropriate shoes. And then I think the third thing is just to make sure that people are regularly consuming warm food and warm drinks. It is the elderly, those with chronic conditions, and certainly the very young children are more susceptible to cold. There is a slightly different message for very young babies in the sense that overheating can be an issue. So we're advising that certainly for sleeping, that rooms are under 20 degrees for very young children or babies. But the general message, particularly for the elderly, is 18 degrees minimum. I think the other thing people can do now is to, if they haven't been vaccinated with flu, to go, and if they're eligible for that, to go and get it now. It's never too late. And we know that flu's likely to be, circulation is likely to be increased over this winter period now from January through to March. If affordability is an issue, then certainly thinking about turning radiators off in rooms that are not used and just heating where you're living the most, so in the lounge, bedroom and bathroom particularly.